Let me welcome our panel this evening. Shane Moynihan is a Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Midwest. Rory O'Murrahu is a Sinn Féin TD for Louth. George Lawler is a Labour TD for Wexford and party spokesperson on enterprise, tourism and employment. And Louise Byrne is political correspondent with the Irish Examiner. We will come to Professor Mary Aiken a little bit later on in the programme. But to that breaking news, now 10, according to Sandra Hurley of her political staff, now 10 serving ministers have not taken steps to repay money they received in error some 7 months after the issue first came to light. That's what the Dáil heard today as well. Some more detail on it this afternoon as well. Louise, you've been working on this as well right throughout the day. What can you tell us?
Yeah, all day. Spreadsheets and all, Cormac. Yeah. So this came to light last evening. Jack Chambers, the Public Expenditure Minister, was in the Finance Committee and he was asked about this issue that had arisen during the summer with the NSSO, which is the National Shared Services Office. And it was announced in June that some ministers has had their pension deductions applied incorrectly for a period of time. It applied to current ministers, former ministers, and then other members of the civil service. And the liabilities that ministers would have to repay ranged anywhere between a couple hundred euro and the low 30,000s. So yesterday at the Finance Committee, Minister Chambers confirmed that 34 of the current ministers were affected. Of those, two were actually overpaid, so they were owed money back, and then 32 had underpaid and needed to enter arrangements with the NSSO. Now, what Minister Chambers said yesterday is that, like you said, 10 people hadn't engaged. So I have been hitting the phones literally all day to try and figure out who those 10 ministers were, and some clarity on some of them this evening. So Minister Peter Burke, the Enterprise Minister, and Minister Patrick O'Donovan, the Media Minister, are among the 10 people who haven't yet entered a payment plan. Now, spokespeople for them this evening saying that they have been engaging with the NSSO, they've been raising questions about how these things were calculated.
They're seeking clarification.
They're seeking clarification, which is fair enough, you would say. Absolutely. And Dara O'Brien was another minister who sought clarification from the NSSO, actually found out that there was a miscalculation and has since entered a payment plan. So, you know, okay, it appears that people were given incorrect information. So they're absolutely within their rights.
But on the other hand, you have opposition spokespeople. Let me come to you, Rory O'Murrahu, because Piers Doherty was quite strong in this in the Dáil today, saying it is the taxpayers' money, pay it back, effectively. But I mean, is that fair, given that everyone is entitled to seek clarification on this?
You're absolutely entitled to seek clarification, but the fact is 7 months is 7 months. That's an incredible length of time not to pay back money. And look, everybody here, you talk to anyone in the street, not only will they be annoyed for many reasons that they are annoyed with this government, they will be particularly annoyed that people in absolute very powerful positions, highly paid ministers here, who are involved in the day-to-day running of this state, have not paid state money back.
But paid how much back? Maybe they're seeking to clarify how much should I pay back.
And here's what I'm saying. See if somebody comes back and says, well, look, I've been dealing from day one with the NSSO and they still have not provided the detail. Well, that means there's a serious question for the NSSO. But seeing as a number of ministers have already sorted out those issues and are now in a payment plan, I would say this is a case where government individual ministers
have... Are you saying it's exactly the same issue and it should be pro forma? It should be the same rectification for everyone. Is that it?
Well, that's it. How do you know that, though? No, well, I know this. If you have a question, you ask the question, you get the answer, you enter the payment plan.
Yeah.
We're not even talking that the money is all paid back, because it's an acceptance that it was a mistake that was made. And the fact is, if you were in Leinster House during the week, you would have heard numerous people bringing up the issue. Let's say, obviously, the cost of disability payment that the IWA, yep, Access for All, the Disability Federation Ireland are looking for.
Yeah,
on
not,
the basis they had got paid it before in the last budget, aren't getting now. We know everyone's suffering under the cost of living crisis, or a number of people
are. You're conflating a number of issues here.
I'm saying that's why the anger exists, Cormac. That's why the anger exists.
But to be fair to everyone, and the ministers that were mentioned, James Brown and Patrick O'Donovan, I think, this evening, they are two, I think they're confirmed, two of the 10 who have not taken steps to repay the money. But in all fairness, George, we understand that they're seeking clarification. It might be about the amount that they have to pay back. And who's to say that the delay isn't on the NSSO side? Well, we just don't know.
I think, to be fair, we're talking about people who hold some of the highest offices in the land. We're not talking about the ordinary Joe Soap, who would get demands fairly quickly to repay any overpayment. I've seen it in social welfare recipients where they get letters.
We all have.
And demands, and fairly serious letters. So the notion that some of the most senior personnel in the government are waiting over 7 months before sorting out their affairs is unjustifiable, and it really damages trust and feeds a sense that there is one rule for the ordinary Joe public and another rule for those at the top. So I do feel that if the optics of this, Cormac, is awful. Mm-hmm. It's awful to
normal
say.
People wouldn't get 7 months.
Now, I will just say my understanding of it is that some ministers have been engaging with the NSSO since this came to light, such as Helen McEntee. Now, my understanding, sorry, 2 seconds, but my understanding with someone like Helen McEntee is she's been engaging since this issue came to light. She did the plan in place. Now, despite, I don't know how many times I asked her spokeswoman this afternoon and this evening, has she started the plan? I actually can't get confirmation, but her spokesperson said that she has been engaging with the NSSO since this came to light.
But let's get back to the optics of it. Here we have
the optics are desperate,
where we have the country and many people in the country in a cost of living crisis who are struggling. We've heard of people with disabilities who can't charge their wheelchair. And here we have some of the highest offices in the land with people who are earning a serious amount of money.
With all due respect, that is your interpretation of the optics. Maybe if we got more detail here, and we are talking in some...
And the problem is we're not getting the detail.
But hang on, we're talking 7 months now. Not talking...
Okay, who's to blame for the delay?
Well, obviously...
You don't know.
No, we
don't know. So that is your interpretation of the optics.
Some people were able to resolve this issue. Some ministers, and the Taoiseach and Taoiseach, were able to get to a point where they could start a repayment plan. So we do need further information.
The bottom line here is that in terms of the contact that was made with these ministers, the NSSO contacted them and said there was repayments required, and they were told they won't get their full pension until the repayment is completed. That is a sanction if the payment isn't completed. The second point is this is administrative error on the part of the NSSO. There's no minister who said they're not going to pay it. The vast majority of ministers have either paid it or engaged in the payment plans, and those who haven't have said that they're engaging with a view to engaging in the payment plan. If it were me, I'd seek to get it paid as quickly as possible. I get that point, and that's very, very important. But I do think we have to be careful about conflating this with another issue. No minister here took the money. There's an administrative error on their wages.
Not their fault.
And they've been told very clearly, and to the point that Rory and George both made around sanction and the letters that constituents, and I've worked with those constituents, where you get a communication from the council, and you're told that this is the ultimate sanction. But you're also told, here, let's talk about a payment plan that suits your circumstances as well. And I've worked with constituents in those cases too. But
that's an important question that George has raised. How is it that on this issue, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach can very, very quickly indeed sort the repayment, but yet you have 10 ministers waiting 7 months?
We don't know the individual circumstances of the errors that were made in the miscalculation. There are 3 cohorts affected here, as Louise said. There's a senior civil servant. We don't know the instances of how those calculations were done. I don't know the ins and outs of each individual instances. I will say, if I were in that position, I would seek to have this repaid as quickly as possible.
Accept that on George's interpretation of the optics anyway? It does look very bad for the government.
It does, and that's why there's a sign that has been made very clear that if this repayment isn't completed, the ministers in question won't get their full pension.
I don't understand how the Taoiseach and Taoiseach didn't ensure that everybody, that all their ministers had paid up just to avoid this sort of circumstance and how bad it looks. And the fact is, it does look terrible, and it adds to the annoyance out there of people who are really feeling the cost of living crisis, the added costs in relation to everything from fuel to rent. We'll be dealing with that later. And they're under severe pressure. And those at the top who are in control
That could well be a fair point, Shane, because the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, as leaders of their respective parties, they knew that this was an issue because they themselves were affected. Surely it behoves them to talk to all of their ministers and say, have you got your ducks in a row here?
So, Cormac, I haven't been privy to the inside track in this one. I can only speak from my own personal circumstances, and I don't know the individual circumstances of the ministers in question. I don't know the nature of the errors that were made, their wages. I don't know the quantums of money that people owe.
But
I do know that if these aren't repaid, the pension won't be ultimately made available to those ministers. As I said, if I were in that position, as a vast majority of my colleagues have done in the ministerial ranks, they have entered into repayment plans and they have paid it.
The opposition spokespeople to your left there have already mentioned the cost of living crisis. People are put to the pin of their collar. And they have to choose sometimes, if they're self-employed, can I really afford to pay my taxes here? Can I really afford to pay the bills? Or should I try and protect myself? Now, there is a danger here. The whole edifice of the state is based on trust very often and on respect for the offices that, that people hold. Now, if people think for one second that it's one law for the powerful and another law for everybody else,
exactly,
we're entering a very, very difficult realm there.
I take the point, and the point I would make is that all ministers have indicated that they will pay it, that there will be a sanction applied if they're not paying it. But I do get the optics of it. And as I said, if I were in that position, I would seek to have it paid as quickly as possible.
I mean, it's ironically, not as easy as having it. It's not as easy as, in fairness, as having it paid as quickly as possible. Some people owe 30,000 euro. Like, you're not going to, so a lot. I know they're very well paid, but like 30,000 euro is a lot just to be able to turn around and hand
plan.
Over. But starting a payment plan is necessary. And I mean, I think updated figures from the NSSO on this will be helpful. The figures that we are working off, and I asked earlier, was there updated figures? And there's not. But we're working off figures from the 6th of January. Now, my understanding of it is there were 10 ministers who hadn't entered a payment plan on the 6th of January, but there were some who were engaging on this very close to the Christmas period, got it sorted just before Christmas, and are now don't know if they're one of the 10 because they don't know if their payments, the arrangement kicked in on the NSSO system by the 6th of January. So I think in the first instance, it will be helpful to get more clarity. But also in the second instance, for ministers to be upfront about this. I can't tell you the hassle I have had today trying to get information from people. I can't tell you the hassle that some of my colleagues and other publications have had because people did not want to enter these queries. We were coming back and being told that we were getting a sweeping statement.
Maybe they didn't have the information. Let me read you a text.
This came out yesterday.
No, but hang on.
Let
me read you a text.
They should have guessed it was going to be asked today.
A listener says, 51551 if you're listening, as a fairly senior, long-serving civil servant, I can tell you that the NSSO are a nightmare to deal with, says this listener, with, and most queries of any kind are only resolved after long delays. Right now, I have a query outstanding since May 23, not through a lack of effort on my part. And I don't know anybody in the NSSO, as far as I know, but in fairness to them, perhaps they are snowed under as well due to a lack of resources. So we have to be fair to everyone.
Ironically, on the front page for leaders' questions, there were a number of the affected ministers when these questions were being put to them, including Minister Burke, who took leaders' questions on behalf of the Taoiseach. You know, this is something, it again comes back to the optics in relation to those in power being seen to be treated differently than those ordinary people, Joe Public, who receives the letter from the council or receives a letter from social welfare or revenue to say, you owe this, you have been overpaid. And it's fairly, you know, it's tough going to
but it's
the
also,
ordinary
there's
Joe
There's also a point to make here as well, and I'm not taking away from the issue of the political side of it, but there is also, and all three of us have worked with constituents where they have got those letters.
Yes.
And they've entered in payment plans. And councils have had to, and councils and revenue and businesses that I've worked with have said,
social
we
protection.
Have to work through, we
protection.
Have to work through a payment plan that's appropriate to your means. The ministers in this instance are doing that in terms of repaying or entering into repayment plans, and they've been told quite clearly that they will not get the pension that would accrue to them if they not complete that repayment plan. The government position has been consistent on this. They should be repaid or entered into repayment plans as quickly as possible, Next. As is rightly so.
Would a social welfare recipient who was overpaid get the same leeway?
No, they wouldn't get 7 months.
They would
get correspondence straight away.
They would be allowed to see clarification on the overpayment. We don't know the ins and outs of individual cases. All I can say is that we do have to be reasonable to a point that this wasn't ministers taking money. There was administrative oversight applied to the pension deductions in these cases. But the government position is clear that payment plans or repayment should be done as quickly as possible. And the vast majority of
you say we have to
that.
Be reasonable. The question here is it reasonable to wait 7 months for this to be clarified and sorted?
I can only say that on the basis of the information that I have available to me now, that I don't know the ins and outs of individual cases, but certainly I understand the urgency that there is with this and the government position. And Minister Chambers, in fairness, was very clear yesterday in the Finance Public Benefit Committee.
He called it out and
said, we need to do it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And that's what every individual minister should have thought. Now, should the system be better? Yes. We just heard whoever texted in saying the NSSO has particular issues. Well, if there are administrative issues, and that's not shocking for anyone that's had to deal with state services, that needs to be resolved. And that is some of the problem that we're dealing with. State services that should be a lot better. But I'll tell you what, when you haven't paid, the state is fairly good at coming straight down you and saying you owe the money. And you want to see some of the letters that people receive that are very frightening. But in fairness, Then when you deal with them, you get it resolved. And even if there are questions, you get it resolved very quickly. This should have happened. And as I say, I am shocked that the Taoiseach and Taoiseach didn't make sure, like you said, that everybody had their ducks in a row and that it was paid and out of the way. And then you wouldn't have bad optics.
Well, we don't know an awful lot of detail, but what we do know, Shane, you'll have to admit, does not look good, because 39 former ministers were overpaid. Five have paid in full.
And we don't know the extent of the repayment
17
plans.
17 have yet to put a repayment plan in place. Is that right?
Yeah.
So I think...
Is that including the former and current ministers?
That's the former ministers.
But the fact
that's pretty shocking.
Five of 39 have paid in full. And to engage in a repayment plan, we don't know how long the timeline is on that plan. We don't know if it's in any way reasonable. Is it over 5 months? Is it over 5 years? Do you know what I mean? And these are well-paid individuals, and they do
even important
work without question, and work extremely hard. But I just have a question mark over only five out of 39 paying in full at this point.
Quite damning.
I mean, the core question, the fundamental point of this is that this mistake shouldn't be made ever again, and we shouldn't be in this position. And there's a question there for the NSSO and the review of the structures that underpin that as well.
A texter to 51551 says, as an HSE worker in Cork, myself and several colleagues were told we were overpaid. They took the money owed from our salaries immediately, says that listener. And Richie on WhatsApp, 0870323232 is the number there. Richie says, why is it taking 7 months to look into? If I get an overpayment from a government department, I have to pay it back. ASAP, says Richie.